Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
We're going to make America great again, people. Donald Trump's going to bring jobs, and then you're going to have work to do. It's going to be great. Now I'm being shoved and being assaulted here.
All right, just to give you an idea of the madness that we're dealing with here in the year 2018, March 2nd, Friday, to be specific here today, the final 3 hours of the Paul Revere 2018 special. Just to give you an idea of the madness that we're dealing with here, I've got three clips here that do a pretty good job kind of putting it in a nutshell. First, let's go to Chuck Schumer, who is just now an out-and-out racist against his own skin color, white people. Chuck Schumer doesn't want a white judicial nominee.
About continuing to ignore them now that their party is in the White House. Second, the nomination of Marvin Quattlebaum speaks to the overall lack of diversity in President Trump's selection.
Oh, it's all about diversity. It's not about merit or character or experience.
But two scuttled Obama nominees who were African-American. As of February 14th, 83% of the President Trump's confirmed nominees were male, 92% were white. That
represents
the lowest share
Shut it down.
Of candidates in three decades. It's long past time that the judiciary starts looking a lot more like the America it represents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Having a diversity of views and experience on the federal bench is necessary.
Diversity of views. Yeah, right, Chuck. Give us a break.
Improvement. The Trump administration, like in so many other areas.
Years of improvement.
Taking a giant step backward. This time, when it comes to diversity of their nominations.
You're a
I'll
jerk.
Be voting no on the Quattlebaum nomination.
How about a diversity of ideas? So there's Chuck Schumer. So you've got the leader of the Democrat Party right now, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, the two leaders. Oh, we'll hear from Nancy Pelosi later. She can't even get out a sentence. I mean, this woman, wow. I mean, talk about, I mean, you know, you don't want to be mean to an old lady, but, you know, dementia really starting to hit home there. And they both hate white people. Chuck Schumer, how dare President Trump appoint white judges? How dare he? We need more diversity here. And then Nancy Pelosi, oh, it was the best day of my life when my grandson said that he wishes he wasn't white. There's the leaders of the Democrat Party, out and out racists. Now, let's go to a professor at the University of Houston, Clear Lake, who is now under the notion that his students are Russian agents.
Find it and create the vision that you're probably receiving Russian funding.
Oh, Russian funding?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Russian funding!
Oh, no, we're not receiving funding.
Yes, later. He's a race.
Yes, because I actually know where I know the donors that go into this group. That's at, we're 501c3, and they make that.
You're a nonprofit.
You support Trump. You're a conservative. You must be a Russian asset. You must be funded by Russia.
I guess the employees of it.
These people are going insane. Do you see this? Do you see the insanity?
I'm educating
you. You want to sign up for a mailing list?
And the funny thing is, communists actually used to try to infiltrate our education system. It was part of the Cold War. But these people are actually communist voluntarily.
Higher education, federal funding for...
You think they would like Russia infiltrating the universities?
National missions that's like NASA, right?
Huh?
And it is...
And look at this. This is a professor.
Pro-AR-15, pro-Glock.
Against, well, not at least you have the balls to show what you stand for.
Oh, yeah. I guess they're Russians because they like the Second Amendment. Now let's go to Don Lemon, who is so... he's crazier than a crap house rat. He thinks that Trump has the time to actually watch him on television.
To work in Washington or at the White House or near the White House, they'll tell me the president watches you every night. If they're a surrogate.
Oh, yeah, Don. Yeah, Don. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you saw my Twitter today, but Anthony Scaramucci wished me a happy birthday, by the way. And he says, you know, if someone calls you Sour Lemon, guess who came up with that nickname?
So here's Don Lemon under the impression that Trump has time to watch him and then gives him a demeaning nickname called Sour Lemon.
Really good.
Yeah, woo, yay. Oh, it's so fun. I'm Don Lemon. Nobody watches my TV show.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Victory here in the final broadcast of the Paul Revere special. Welcome to the War Room, and we are going to be taking your calls on a Friday. Open line Friday. We'll take your calls on any subject you want to talk about. Gun control. Is Trump going sour on gun control? I've got some news stories here that you can talk about. Ashton Witte is in studio with me for the first hour. If you have any questions for her, what she deals with when she goes out on the road to do man on the streets. And also, I believe that there is a Trump march that you will be attending tomorrow.
Yes, I'll be speaking at as well.
Okay, so there you go. So you can talk about that or any of the subjects here today on the War Room. The phone number, I'll put it out now, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. So here's just some subjects for you to chew on. You just heard Chuck Schumer. He doesn't want any white judicial nominees, so Chuck Schumer is a racist against himself. You've got a professor that accuses conservative students at the University of Houston of being funded by Russia. If that's not insanity, I don't know what is. And then Don Lemon is so full of himself that he thinks that Donald Trump actually has the time or the patience to watch his show every night. I'm sorry, Don Lemon, but Donald Trump doesn't watch your show. You can tell just by the fact his IQ is still over 100. Now, there was a shooting today that, amazing how the media doesn't pick up on this. There's a shooting in Parkland, Florida just over 2 weeks ago, and it's the biggest story still to this day. Obviously a tragic event. Many young children died. But here's a shooting today at Central Michigan University. The gunman is still armed and dangerous and at large, and the media isn't even touching it. Not even a peep. Not even a boo from CNN and MSNBC. Which, again, shows you how they pick and choose which events to make a big news story out of so that they can politicize it. It shows you they really don't care about gun control. It's really just about controlling the narrative. And, well, it is about gun control, but it's not about protecting people. It's about just control in general, and taking the guns is one of the ways that they get their control. So you don't get any news, and it's really sad. This was, again, a 19-year-old individual. Killed two people, still at large. They're saying it's a family-type domestic issue. But why doesn't CNN talk about this? Why isn't this on MSNBC today? I didn't even hear about this.
Domestic violence. That was domestic violence. It wasn't even at the university.
But why don't they talk about it?
The Alex Jones Center. I'm popping in.
What, did Putin tell you to come in here?
I got the Russian operative just told me to say that.
Uh-oh.
Putin just told me.
I've got a red tie on here. So that's what happens when you say something that Putin doesn't want you to say. He sends Alex Jones in here to disrupt things and say, hey, don't talk about that. But of course, being pro-Second Amendment is a Russian thing now too. Okay, so now you have Netanyahu. He's getting grilled by police in Israel. And he's like dodging all this. I don't know what to think. Imagine you're in Israel and you see all these news stories about Robert Mueller's investigation into Donald Trump. Well, it's totally fake. It's a fraud. It's a nothing burger investigation. Is that what's going on with Netanyahu? Netanyahu has been in power for 23 years. Maybe it's just time for him to step aside, but you've got Trump dodging this crap. You've got Netanyahu dodging it. Now you've got Trump saying that the trade wars are good, increasing tariffs on steel and other things to bring those manufacturing plants back to America will be a good thing, specifically for states like Pennsylvania. That's some of the news that we've got here today. How about a couple? This is, you're from California. Have you heard about this? A couple is being held on cruelty charges after they were found raising their family in a cardboard shack. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
So a Joshua Tree couple is being held on child cruelty charges after officials found three teens living in a plywood shack. Okay, well, that's what you get in California, communist state of California. But you know what else you get? You get a house. So on one end of the spectrum, you've got people literally living in cardboard boxes. Okay? And then on the other side of the spectrum, you have an 848-foot square house being sold for $2 million. $2 million for an 850-square-foot home in Sunnyvale. I don't even know where that is, but so
it's a Bay Area.
San Francisco Bay Area?
Yeah.
So that's nice, like what do we say, a mile?
that sounds actually pretty accurate. Coming from someone who's from the Bay Area, sadly, that is an accurate estimate for how much a house costs.
So that's nice. $2 million for an 850-foot square home. But if you want to just live on the streets in a cardboard shanty, that's what they're doing out there in California. Meanwhile, the Oscars are trying to virtue signal everyone into this Me Too movement, expecting us to completely forget that it was started in Hollywood with all the abuse of women. So there's all the kinds of topics that you can talk about today. If you want to ask Ashton a question, feel free. If you want to ask me a question, or if you want to discuss any of the topics, what you think Trump is doing about gun control, is he going sideways? But before we move on, we're going to take your calls for the rest of this hour and in the second hour and in the third hour, literally all day. I have to plug InfoWarsStore.com. We've got specials running right now as part of the Paul Revere 2018 Mega Special, and I'm not sure how much longer these are going to be around, so you need to get to the website right now to take advantage. 50% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off The Real Red Pill, 50% off Biome Defense, 50% off True Way, and then a ridiculous 80% off all apparel right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide. So if you're looking at some of the more big-ticket items like emergency food storage or air filters or water filters, you're going to want to take advantage of the free shipping with those big, heavier items, because obviously the shipping charges can rack up on that. But free shipping store-wide, 80% off apparel store-wide, and then all kinds of other specials, unprecedented specials at InfoWarsStore.com. This is how you fund us in the face of all of the censorship that we're dealing with. War Room channel hasn't been able to go live on YouTube for I don't know how long. The Alex Jones channel gets strikes because CNN flags things, says that we said things that we never say, and then YouTube has to apologize to us. It's okay, YouTube. It's okay, YouTube. We know that you knew what you were going along with, but that's fine. We defeated you again. Sorry, Chunk Yogurt. We're still on the air. Ah. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, we got 2 minutes left here. I don't want to go to a caller and then have him to squeeze it in. So, Ashton, you came in town. You've got there's going to be a Trump, march tomorrow. You're expecting Antifa to show up?
Yeah. We've already had threats from not just Austin Antifa, but Antifa from Berkeley. Actually, they're sending people
nice
out
loving
here.
Threats though.
Oh, absolutely. They're obsessed with me apparently. So, from Eugene, Oregon, from Portland, Oregon, from Seattle, they're just sending in troops like no other. So we're going to need as many patriots out there as possible. And we're starting off the state capitol here in Austin, if anybody wants to join us at 1 p.m. tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Have you organized this march? Do the Austin police know about this?
Yes, they're actually getting quite involved. Thank God.
Good, good. Well, this is interesting. I wonder if Antifa will show up to this event. maybe with their AR-15s. It's funny because they complain about Trump not banning AR-15s, and then their street minions show up with AR-15s to try to intimidate people out of their free speech. What kind of threats are you receiving?
Oh, I've received a few death threats already. Definitely.
Just straight up death threats? Like what? We're gonna kill you because you like Trump?
Oh yeah, definitely. Absolutely. I've been attacked with lead pipes. I think it'll get a lot worse here in Austin if they send in more troops.
They're not as bad as they are here and as they are in California. They're really not.
Well, that's because the police actually do their job here in Texas.
Well, I wouldn't go that far necessarily. I mean, I got shoved around with a bunch of armed men in masks trying to keep me out of a park.
Millie
I feel like that was a dereliction of duty.
Millie had piss on her in Berkeley. Let's not forget that.
Spat on in New York City. I mean, these are all Democrat-run cities. They let their little street thugs run around out there and commit these small misdemeanors, and then they turn their head the other way. I don't know why they do it, but you know what? I won't show our hand, but we've got a few things up our sleeve here. We're going to raise an issue about this. We're not going to be intimidated out of our free speech by a bunch of little thuggies who don't even have a job.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, the communists out in California have done a really good job scaring conservatives away and scaring really just law-abiding citizens, hardworking Americans away with their high tax rates that are going to be even worse now and their communist policies. Ashton was telling me during the break how she's having to drop out of college. She wants to move. She can't handle it anymore. You know, I've got friends that live out there and they even talk about it. They're like, yeah, I live in San Francisco. I'm like, how close do you live to the hole where they have feces piled up? And they're like, yeah, no, that's a real thing. It's like, it's a joke though. Like, oh yeah, we just have feces on the streets. Like, yeah, whatever.
I mean, California has the highest homeless population in the country. And so it seems to me these people are preaching socialism. Well, your social programs obviously aren't working if you have the highest homeless population in the country. Mind you, the average person in Berkeley, San Francisco lives in a $2 million house.
And then I have to get lectured by David Scott from Georgia in a Fed chair hearing, whining and complaining about Trump and Al Green from Houston, whining and complaining. Trump wants to cut the welfare. Trump is racist because he wants to cut the welfare. Well, if I say, hey, I want to cut the welfare because we are in too much debt, how is that racist? There's no race. It's just, I want to cut welfare. We can't afford this anymore. They are the ones that are racist. They are the ones that are racist. And then they say, how dare Trump want to cut the food stamps program and give us real food? I mean, they're literally saying this. It's like, you can't even believe it, but that's the craziness level we're dealing with right now on the left. And that's why people are trying to avoid these areas. But we have open lines here today. So I want to go right out to the phones. We're going to start with Michael. He wants to talk about the YouTube purge. Of course, Ashton, you're very familiar with that. I know that some of your videos are still banned. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, what's happening, Owen? How are we doing today?
Doing fine.
All right. The purge that's went across the YouTube channels, it seems to be that a lot of people haven't been reinstated yet today. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
I'm sorry. Did you say people were reinstated today or still not reinstated?
We're not
reinstated today. I know there's a big, of course, he got his stuff back today. A bunch of different other people got theirs.
Yeah, but some of the smaller accounts are probably not back yet.
Correct. Correct.
And then, I mean, your account, you've been suspended before, but you just had some videos that got flagged and taken down. Has all your content been restored?
Yes and no. Some of the stuff is still kind of, there's definitely age restrictions on some of the stuff. I do have two videos that still have not been put up. And quite honestly, you know, I think the reason why YouTube is doing that for me is just because they realize I am a growing channel. And the more they block me, the more they try taking me down, it just pisses off the internet even more. The reality is that they don't actually care, which is why so many smaller channels aren't being put back up. YouTube doesn't care about our voices whatsoever. This is just a false apology. This is a way of trying to get away with what they're doing. I mean, they have Southern Poverty Law Center behind what they're doing.
Yeah, and CNN.
Well, yeah, CNN, of course.
Probably the Young Turks do it too.
Oh, yeah.
What, Michael, what about like the accounts that you're following? Are some of the people that you're following, are they still banned?
Yeah, I've got about 7 accounts that I can't get it back up, and my personal stuff that I put up hasn't come back yet either.
Oh, wow. So you've been purged personally?
Well, I've been trying to help you guys out as much as possible and putting out like your clippets that you do. You know, like you do your whole show and then you do your clippets. So I've been trying to get them out everywhere. I put them out on YouTube. I put them out on Vimeo. I have them out. I try to put them up on with links on Gab and as well as Twitter.
See, and most people, if you were doing that, would complain and say, oh, that's our fair use. How dare you? We actually encourage people to do that. We're free to air. And so that's someone else purging your channel and trying to keep you off for sharing our links. That's not us.
That's what you guys went through. That's understandable. But at the same time, what I'm surprised about is they're not bringing up, like, we have different, we have groups of people. I don't know if you're familiar with Owen Benjamin.
Sure.
The comedian. Well, some of his followers, which he calls the Bears, a lot of them haven't come back up yet. They didn't knock Owen down, but they did give him a, what do they call that, a flag or a notice?
Well, that's what they're doing here by apologizing to us. It's kind of a pump fake. They're kind of waving a white flag, but they're faking it to try to get us off their back, and then to get us to not report on the fact that they're still purging smaller conservative channels. But we know it's going on. I mean, we're glad that they're lifting the reins on us, but obviously we still see that this is an issue and we're not going to drop it. Thank you for the call, Michael. Let's go to John in Kansas. Wants to talk Amazon, Walmart, economic power. Go ahead, John.
When I watched a video 2 weeks ago on Walmart and Amazon in terms of power, not economics. The video said efficiency is well and good, but what happens when something goes wrong? Let's say Walmart decides not to deliver food to somebody for whatever reason. Then I thought, that'll never happen. 2 weeks later, I'm reading that Walmart is restricting rifle sales. What a coincidence.
Restricting rifle sales?
Rifle sales are now restricted to people over 21 in Walmart.
Well, that's fine. I mean, if they want to do that, you know, that's fine. I have more of an issue with a company like Amazon bringing in over $5 billion and not paying any federal taxes.
Well,
is it Amazon? Who has their headquarters in Luxembourg? I think it's Amazon. Is it Amazon?
I'm not sure. Oh, I do know that Mark Zuckerberg is actually located in Ireland for the same reason, to cut off federal taxes.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, John?
Well, Amazon, speaking of Amazon, you know, they're now a big, big host of Defense Department data, sensitive data.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. The U.S. just announced that they were going to put, guys, pull it up. I forgot what it was. I covered the story. It's like, they're like putting everything on the Amazon cloud now. So Amazon now runs the Washington Post, essentially. Amazon runs the CIA. Amazon is now in control of all government information.
They have your information in the cloud, too. That's where they're storing it.
Yeah, and they just transferred even more information to the Amazon cloud. So are you saying you're more concerned about them, I guess, not selling, whether it be food or a rifle or whatever it is, to someone they view as politically toxic? Is that what you're saying?
Right, exactly. It's not about efficiency. It's about power. That's what the video said, and how prophetic that it would be. That it would say that Walmart can make these decisions unilaterally.
Well, look, Walmart can do whatever they want. Honestly, I don't even see Walmart as being that. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but I don't know. Amazon is much worse than Walmart, by my estimation, right now. And if Walmart doesn't want to sell a gun to someone under 21, then I feel like, as a company, then they are just losing business. And if they don't mind losing that business, then that's just fine. But when Amazon is making over $5 billion... hoarding all this government information, has all these government contracts, runs the Washington Post. Okay, now I have an issue. Now that's a serious issue to me. I don't see Walmart guilty of all that stuff, but I understand your concern, John. Any thoughts on that, Ashton?
What's really interesting to me is that all of these companies, which are liberal companies, kept ranting about Trump's tax plan. Where's the taxes? Show us the taxes. And yet all of these companies are getting away with not paying their own federal taxes.
Yeah, people go on the Hill, Trump's tax cuts are only going to work for the richest 85%. Well, where are you complaining about Amazon? Nothing from David Scott on Amazon. Nothing from Al Green on Amazon. Nothing from Pelosi. And then they say, we're going to repeal the tax cuts. Why, you jerks? What the hell's wrong with you? You're a bunch of jerks. You're a bunch of anti-American jerks. That's what you are.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
It's open line Friday here on the War Room. Ashton Witte is my guest. You can find her on Twitter at Ashton Birdie, also on YouTube until they erase her there at Ashton Birdie, her Patreon account as well, Ashton Birdie. And we're just taking your phone calls, any of the trending subjects. If you have a question for Ashton, a question for myself, or you just want to rant and rave on the air too, that's perfectly fine with me. There's plenty of that to go around these days. Let's jump out to Alabama where Charles is coming in. Go ahead, Charles.
Hey, Owen, long-time listener, first time calling, and I had an idea about who QAnon might be. Earlier on the show today, Alex was talking to Steve Pachenik, and Pachenik said that Mueller is actually helping Trump a little bit, or might be. I don't really believe it, but if Mueller is actually helping Trump and he's got a whole team behind him to kind of leak all the information out and get it out to the people to kind of warn him, that would be awesome. And the other thing I wanted to talk about was the pharmaceutical industry and how they use the military to test out all their drugs and vaccines. Mm. I was in for 5 years in the United States Army as a pharmacy tech, and I kind of witnessed the destruction of a lot of soldiers being hurt by all the narcotics, the painkillers after coming back from, you know, the Iraq war and all that.
Yeah, I mean, they pretty much just hand that stuff out when you come back.
Yeah, and, I mean, I used to work at the outpatient pharmacy. I'm qualified in a lot of the stuff in the pharmaceutical industry, and I'm actually out of it because of what it does to people. And, you know, the soldiers would come back, they're all shot up, shrapnel in their skin and everything. I mean, and they come back and they get like a bottle of Percocet. It lasts for 30 days. They come back a month later and then get another prescription for their injuries. And then they would come back in 2 to 3 weeks instead to get a refill. And then they would come back more and more often. And, you know, the doctors, they just keep writing prescriptions. And then once the patient, you know, once the soldier was finally, the medication stopped working, they'd have to put them on another painkiller narcotic. And it would destroy these soldiers' lives when they get out.
And now they're drug addicts. Too.
Yeah, now they're all drug addicts. But the thing about QAnon, I just wanted to put that out there, you know, a little food for thought from what Pechenik might have said. And that was basically it. Just, you know, we need to end the FDA. We need to get the pharmaceutical industries out of the pockets of all of our senators and politicians. It's just a big cycle of destruction. I mean, prohibition back in the 1920s when they ended alcohol production and sales, it gave rise to organized crime. And since we have a lot of our drugs prohibited, you know, I mean, you can't, like early 1900s, you can order cocaine from the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
But yeah, now, if you went into a hospital with pain, they might even shoot you up with heroin.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that if we just deregulated everything and stopped all the prohibition of everything, it would get government out of the drug business, to get them out of, you know, give the control back to the people, let them make their own decisions to take care of their own body.
You know, there's so many issues. There's so many issues that are so out of control because they haven't been addressed for so long that it's almost impossible to wrap your head around it. I mean, you talk about mental health in this country. You talk about, I mean, how do you even reach a place? I mean, look at California just, I don't know, 50, 100 years ago. I mean, California was a bastion of freedom. It was the wild, wild west. You had the gold rush. And now you go to the big cities in California, you've got trash on the streets, needles on the streets, feces in the streets, homelessness everywhere, just total out of control. It's like, how did we get here? And then you look at the individuals that are homeless and out on the streets. I mean, these people, I mean, how do they even return to having a normal life? So many of them are either drugged out of their minds or they've just been homeless for so long they don't even know how to return to normal life. How do you even fix that?
Well, you know, actually, it's really interesting you're bringing this up because I have gone through BART, which is the Bay Area Transportation. I have seen homeless people doing meth just there in the station. And it's really interesting he's bringing up pharmaceuticals because I was one of the people during the generation where every single 8-year-old had ADHD, right? Well, it turns out 10 years later I was diagnosed. I was basically on the wrong medication for 10 years. They were feeding basically every single kid. So my parents took me off. But a lot of kids my age weren't so lucky and it ended up really messing with their minds. And the reality is it makes you think, what are these pharmaceutical companies giving us? And the reality is they're just giving us, especially kids right now, drugs over and over again, and it's not to help our minds whatsoever. It's to control us.
And then they don't even realize it, and so they get addicted to these drugs. They think they need these drugs because they have anxiety. And I say this all the time. Oh, you have anxiety? Welcome to life! Like, what do you think this is? You think this is some kind of easy ride, some kiddie coaster? No, man, you're going to have anxiety. You're going to have fear. You're going to have emotion. That's part of the ride of life. And then if you're some 5-year-old kid and you say, oh, I'm nervous about this, that, and the other thing. Oh, here's a prescription, Johnny, for your anxiety. No, you deal with your anxiety like a human being and you persevere and you move forward and you accomplish things. But that's not how they raised Generation Snowflake. Oh, are you feeling nervous? Are you feeling anxious?
Just shoot
well,
this up.
Yeah, that's perfectly normal. But you know what? Here's a pill anyway that's going to make you a drug head. I mean, it's just awful. And then, of course, Big Pharma makes billions of dollars doing it, so then they fund the news, and nobody wants to report on it. Thank you for the call, Charles. Let's go to Greg from New Jersey. Wants to talk about Trump not going south. You know, I just want to say this to preface your call. What Trump said, saying go after the guns first and then due process second, probably the worst thing he's ever said. I mean, that is the most tyrannical, authoritarian, Hitler-esque thing that Trump has honestly ever said or done. Now, having said that, and in my experience covering Trump, to me, that means that he's about to bring something so great for his base that he's willing to make a statement like that. Now, we'll see what happens, but that's my estimate. What do you think, Greg?
I think it may have been taken out of context. I haven't seen the entire...
Well, I've seen it. I don't think you can take that out of context. It's pretty straightforward.
Because it's part of his art of the deal, Owen. And I think what
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just telling you what he said.
To uncloak and probably get him, encouraging them to make even more outrageous statements than him. And then basically he'll end up.
Oh, did you see Dianne Feinstein? She literally goes into like, you can't even believe this, guys. Okay, hey, just pull up the B-roll. Go ahead, Greg.
No, but it's true. And, you know, there's what's her face? Dianne Feinstein wringing her hands like the Wicked Witch, you know? And,
yeah,
unbelievable. And yeah, I was very amazed at the statement too. I mean, you got to think about it, but if you were putting in the context from like an emergency situation, a mental health situation where someone called in and said, hey, there's a dude in this house, he's got a gun, he says he's going to kill everybody at the shopping mall, you better get somebody over there, and then I'd say, yeah, get, you know, break down the door and get the guy out. But in this situation, if it's taken out of context, you know, that's, then you, I can understand.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying, and it could be interpreted that way. But whatever he meant or whatever he said, you take it for what it was, and then you apply it to what he's done in the past, like he did with DACA, like he's done with Syria and other type things. And you say, usually what happens after he makes a statement that hurts his base and their confidence in him, yeah, look at Dianne Feinstein. He usually comes back on the back end and delivers something for his base that is great. So we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, look at this.
We're going to get the guns. Yeah. I love the guns. I want to come for the guns. Yes. Woo! Dianne Feinstein.
I mean, you can't even make this up, Ashton. Look at this. I mean, seriously, this is like the Wicked Witch of the West now. Hillary Clinton's out of politics, so Di-Fi is now the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh, I'm going to get your AK-47 and your little pistol, too. Oh.
It's like right out of the Wizard of Oz, man. But that's what I'm saying. Every time Trump does something like this, he triggers a response from his political opponents. They show themselves for what they really are, like a witch. You know, I mean,
we're going to get the guns. Oh.
Dianne Feinstein is actually, here's the irony of it. Feinstein has actually been somewhat, like, negotiable with Trump. And so she's kind of coming more to the center. That's why the Democrats are abandoning her. They're throwing Feinstein out because she's not radical enough. They got to bring in someone to the left of Trotsky.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Well, if you want to know how Democrat policies and liberal policies work in America, just look at California. And then never go there, ever. And once you see it, unless you like, you know, running around in San Francisco in a pile of feces and, you know, disease-ridden needles, then you'll be right at home in the Bay Area. That's for you, especially if you're illegal, a non-citizen, then Libby Schaff, the mayor of Oakland, will make sure to warn you when the cops are coming to your door to have you deported. So she can aid and abet criminals, and she can obstruct justice, and somehow she gets away with it because she's a liberal mayor. You see, she's a liberal mayor. But if you're a conservative mayor and you call for borders and you support the Second Amendment, well, then you're out of your mind. You're crazy. You're a Russian agent, even, in fact. Yes. Right. That's how that works. All right. Let's go back out to the phone lines here. Ashton Whitty in studio with me as well. Let's go out to California. Let's go to Matt calling in from Sacramento. Go ahead, Matt.
I'm calling back, Owen, just to say I told you so. In light of the 13 Russians who have been indicted and are going to be prosecuted, I can only imagine that there's a lot of anxiety.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Oh, whoa. Pump the brakes. The crew didn't warn me that this was Matt from California calling back. Okay. You're fired up over 16 indictments of Russians. Am I hearing you correctly?
Yes. It's on. Okay. This is the beginning.
Right.
Coming for all of you collaborators and colluders.
Okay. All right. I know what your orgasmic dreams are. What was in the indictments of the 16? What was the 16 indictments of the Russians about? Tell me about that.
Listen, this is beside the point.
Let's hit the brakes there, buddy. Answer the question. You're the one that calls into this program and says 16 indictments. Tell me about them.
It's 13 indictments of Russians.
Okay, 13 Russians, three Russian entities, 16 indictments. So you don't even know what you're talking about. Do you realize this?
Giving him information against Hillary.
No, sir. Did you read the indictments?
Do you disavow Russia and Putin?
Okay.
Do you disavow Russia and the relations with Putin?
You know what? No, I don't. I don't disavow Putin and Russia. Nope. No, I don't. How do you like that?
Do you disavow Lenin?
A female president.
Do you disavow Stalin?
Of Papa Putin. That you were so afraid.
Do you disavow all those Russians?
Excuse me, young lady, listen. Let me get to you. Listen.
He's going to get to you.
I'm sorry, ladies first.
Excuse me?
Dude, you call into this show... Okay, and you say 16 indictments. You said that. I asked you to talk about the indictments. You know what your response is? It doesn't matter. Okay?
You better watch your mailbox for your indictments. And
watch your mail privilege.
I'm gonna be indicted.
Watch your mail privilege.
Wait,
guys.
Matt, hold on, dude. Honestly, you seem like a decent guy. Your politics are obviously crazy. You think I'm gonna be indicted?
You have all betrayed this country, the conservatives, because they were afraid of a woman president. So much fear that they ran to America's enemy.
No, I'm sorry. As a woman, I have to speak up about this. I'm not afraid of a woman president. I'm afraid of a traitor telling me as a woman who to vote for simply because she's female. That's what I'm afraid of.
All I can see from dripping from you is...
Are you a man trying to tell me as a woman how to feel? Check your male privilege, sir.
Mm.
Check your male privilege.
Excuse me? Listen.
You're excused.
You have been brainwashed by these men to hate your own...
Sweetheart, let me say something.
Hold on. I got to hear him try to get this out. Well, go ahead, Matt.
Listen. The internalized misogyny that she's displaying is quite sickening because she should be fighting to help free this country from the grip of conservatives and the insanity of conservatives. Listen, and attacking those students for speaking out against the evil of guns. Listen, we have to
attacking those students. Hold up for a second. Hold. What about when I was attacked as a conservative? I was literally at a free speech rally holding a sign that said, let's have a conversation. I was attacked with lead pipes. What about me being attacked?
No one attacked you.
It's on video.
Please tell me what video of this. Someone, please, in the studio.
They'll find
it. They'll find it. Here, listen to me. Okay, do you honestly think I should vote for Hillary Clinton because she's a woman? Is that your only reason? Because if so, that is the most sexist thing I think I've ever heard in my entire life.
No, it's not because she's only a woman. It's because of her. Because
that's what it seems like. That's what you're saying. And since you really want to talk about me being brainwashed, let me tell you something. I come from a family from Berkeley, California. I was born and raised in Berkeley, California. My family is a bunch of limousine liberals, total socialists. And let me tell you something, sweetheart. I escaped that world. I'm never going back because the reality is their ideals are brainwashing.
All right, Matt. I gotta get you back on track here, buddy. I'm trying to help you out here. You call into this show, it's literally on your subject here to talk about the indictments, Mueller's indictments of 13 Russians and three Russian entities. You've got a chub over there, all right? You've got a little chub over there over these indictments, and you call into this show to brag about it, and then I ask you about them, and you can't even come to the floor. So I give you one more chance. Matt, what comes of Mueller's 16 indictments of Russians? What is it? What is in the papers? What did you read?
His own son was meeting with Russian lawyers to give information about...
What about Hillary Clinton giving...
No. Hold on. Don't interrupt him. Matt, you're not even telling me what was in the indictments. You're saying a news story that wasn't in the indictments. I'm asking you to cite what was actually in the indictments. Can you do that?
They were promoting discord and undermining our democracy. That's exactly what they were doing. That's the root of the matter.
What are your sources?
Okay, no, he's right about that. So how does that prove any collusion with Trump and Russia?
Because they're funding fake news sources like you and Alex Jones.
No, they're not. That's not in the indictments.
Yes, they are. You are.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
And the goodwill that America had built.
Okay, so what do you think about Michael? No. Hold on. You actually said one thing accurate about the indictments. They were trying to sow discord, and they actually held anti-Trump rallies in New York City that Michael Moore attended, and that CNN and MSNBC publicized. So are they Russian agents too?
Absolutely not. They were tricked. And they were just trying to help America because America was ready.
So what am I then?
Excuse me?
So I'm you think, hold on, Matt. Seriously, dude, you actually believe that me, Owen Schroyer, is consciously going along with Russian propaganda and consciously trying to promote a Russian agenda, which just happens to be Make America Great Again. That's what you believe?
Yes. Absolutely.
You are sick. You're sick. Do you know that, sir? Do you know you're sick?
No, I'm not sick. Listen, this
Matt, I happen to know that you're not my age, like I thought you were. I happen to know that you're actually closer to the age of 40. And I'm just going to tell you something. I think you're a good person. I think you have a good heart, but I think that you are the one that's been brainwashed, and I think that you've probably had a little too much soy in your diet in the last couple decades. And I would just suggest you actually read the indictments before you call into a talk show and act like you know what you're talking about, because you just made yourself look like an idiot, Matt.
Saving the planet. What's wrong with trying to save the planet?
Now he's saving the planet.
Sweetheart,
what are you, Batman?
If you want to save the planet, stop drinking the tap water. That's my advice to you.
Excuse me. Listen, this whole fantasy of the alt-right, that you need guns, it's not going to matter when...
Now he's on guns. Dude, you can't even stay on the rail of one topic because you can't win. Do you understand that? You keep jumping each track after you receive a defeat. So you start on the indictment trail.
Are you reading cue cards?
Defeated.
Are you reading cue cards? Because that sounds like what you're doing.
Hold on, let him flip through his cue cards.
What?
Are you reading cue cards?
From Soviet agents, Russian agents.
I'm a Soviet agent now? Am I getting paid for this?
Listen, I don't really know.
Yeah, look at the background. I've got Stalin in my back. Oh wait,
we're
no, that's
not
Paul
actually
Revere.
Located in Austin, Texas. We are in Soviet Russia as we speak.
This is the Stalin. Yeah, this is the Russian Stalin special here to support InfoWars in America. No, this is the Paul Revere special. All right, Matt. Look, I give you credit, Matt. You have more guts than any other liberal, because you actually call into the show and you actually give it a go here. So I'm going to give you 30 seconds to go ahead and try to make yourself not seem like a libtard.
Well, I'm going to say that we've been betrayed, and that I wouldn't be surprised if the president allows Putin to strike one of our liberal cities with their new atomic weapons. That's what this whole propaganda is about. And then...
Wow.
Yeah, I said it. You completely betrayed this country. All of you have betrayed this country, knowingly betrayed this country, sold us out, ran to the arms of Papa Putin because you were so misogynistic.
Papa Putin.
And afraid of a woman.
Do you know that the United States just agreed to arm Ukraine and send weapons to Ukraine, sir?
All done by Hillary.
Mind you. Yeah, aiding the Russians.
Give it up for Matt. Give it up for Matt, everybody. Thank you, Matt, the only libtard that calls into the show. I gotta give him credit. No one else will call in. Way to go, Matt. Way to be.
See you later, comrade.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, what did you think about that, Ashton? That was pretty fun, huh?
It was kind of like Thanksgiving with my family a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Not gonna lie, yeah.
Hmm. Just jumping from track to track when they lose the argument?
Oh, yeah. Blocking me on Facebook every time they lose.
I don't understand. See, if I was the caller like that and I called in and I just got totally embarrassed, and when I was challenged on my ideas, I realized that I had no platform.
He kept going. He was like he was the epitome of a social justice warrior. He was ready to fight. White knight shield in hand.
I don't think Matt's stepping up to the plate to fight anyone. I give him credit for calling in.
He had a soy latte this morning. He had a soy latte. Yeah. He was ready to go.
I think that you're probably right about that. We can't confirm or deny it, but we can assume it. And we will. I assume he's been eating a lot of soy. But hey, he has the right to eat soy, and he has the right to call in the show and embarrass himself. I just wish that he would do a little more research on the subjects before he calls in and says that the indictments, Mueller's indictments of Russia, says that they were paying Trump supporters and Trump's campaign, including with Trump. It's not in there at all. Nowhere. I read the indictment. So, Matt, you better do your research before you call in here. Don't be the next Age Skrillex, Matt. Don't be the next Age Skrillex.
Stop drinking the Kool-Aid.
Stop drinking the fluoride and the glyphosates and the soy lattes. Now, here's an individual, though, that actually Matt kind of sounded like, and given how he's from California, it would make sense. These are the thought leaders of the left. Here's Nancy Pelosi fumbling and bumbling her way through her most recent speech.
There's a commensurate bipartisan, a common sense bipartisan support, path forward. Right? That would be Mike Thompson.
Commensurate. She just makes up words.
A chair of our tax force, task force.
Lord Dentures are in
task wars, task force.
Bill came to the floor on background checks. It would win. So we're just saying to the speaker, give us a vote. Just give us a vote. Just 13% would go to bonuses and raises. And once the tax scam is fully phased in, 6 million middle-class families, 86 million middle-class families. After adding $2 trillion to the debt, Republicans are now saying, oh, my gosh, that can't pay for itself. We've got to pay for it someplace else. So let's take $2 trillion out of Medicare, $500 billion out of Medicare, half a trillion dollars out of Medicare.
Mm. I forgot her teleprompter.
Harm victims who... They're having served in that White House for 1 year is a giant enhancement as they go out to the private sector.
Ooh, boy. So you got Chuck Schumer on the East Coast telling us we can't have a white appointee for a judicial court nomination. But on the left coast, you have Nancy Pelosi, who can't even complete a sentence without saying the wrong amount or misreading it. I mean, it's just sad to watch Nancy Pelosi struggle through like that. I mean, she's obviously suffering from, you know, something serious.
Yeah, well, look at her. She's dressed like she's from the 70s.
Well, you didn't like her Scooby-Doo ascot?
She looks like Freddy from Scooby-Doo.
Pull up Freddy from Scooby-Doo, guys. She kind of actually, if she had the blonde hair, that could be Freddy Jones from Scooby-Doo with the ascot.
Her dentures are intact, though. I'm really impressed. Look at
she
that.
Switched to Oradent.
Yeah.
She switched from Polident to Oradent.
Maybe she's a... I don't know. Maybe some super glue in there? Some Gorilla Glue? Will help from Harambe?
Well, it could be. I mean, you saw what happened during the... hey!
Hey!
It's Fred Jones Pelosi. Dude, wait a second. Hold on. Go back to Fred Jones. Hold on. Can I see Fred Jones again? If Fred Jones is wearing a yellow ascot, I'm about to lose it. Okay, it's orange.
Still, I mean, he has the same facial features and everything.
He does. That's the soy face.
He's got dentures and everything.
That's actually the soy face, too.
Those dentures.
No, Fred Jones isn't a soy boy. No, no, no.
Maybe. Have you heard him speak? Come on, guys.
I don't know. All I know is that Nancy Pelosi...
A girl.
...can't finish a sentence. Chuck Schumer's racist against white people. And these are the two leaders of the Democrat Party. How is it that they're favored to win in the midterms? That really tells you a lot about the state of our nation, doesn't it? Really does.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
In the year 2018, a modern-day liberal will call into a talk show, and they'll cite a Russian indictment. And then when they're brought to task on the contents of said indictment, they'll change the topic and jump to something entirely different because they don't actually know. And they somehow think they're more intellectually superior than their conservative counterparts. Some people might call this the Twilight Zone. And so here we are, just trying to revive the American economy, just trying to protect the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, trying to expose treason at the highest levels of our government. And then here comes the liberal propaganda, here come the libtards to get in the way, stifle America, stop free speech, stop the rejuvenation of the American economy, and... in an attempt to have an intellectual debate, destroy themselves. And that is where we are at right now. We're taking your phone calls. Owen Schroyer, Ashton Witte in studio with me. We're going to be joined by Jacob Engels in just 20 minutes or so. And we're still going to be taking your phone calls all day. Open Line Friday, all 3 hours, the final 3 hours of the Paul Revere Special 2018, which we are running major discounts right now on InfoWarsStore.com as part of this special. Some huge discounts, including 50% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off The Real Red Pill, 50% off Biome Defense, 50% off True Whey Protein, and then massive 80% off all apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. All apparel, the hats, the t-shirts, 80% off. There is the newest t-shirt, t-shirt number 3. We started the T-shirt of the Month Club at InfoWarsStore.com, so it's March, the third month. So this is the third T-shirt of the exclusive collection. And when the month is over, you cannot get the T-shirt again. It's limited time, only during the month of March, only if you are a member of the T-shirt of the Month Club. And I have a beef right now. I'm not going to lie. I have a major beef because somehow there's two reviews of this t-shirt, 2 5-star reviews of this t-shirt. I can't even get one, and I work for InfoWars. So there is a massive conspiracy going on behind this t-shirt. I think someone's trying to hoard all the t-shirts for themselves because it's such a great t-shirt. But I will get to the bottom of this. I will not be denied my t-shirt of the month here. But if you're not a member of the T-Shirt of the Month Club, 80% off all other apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is how we fund ourselves. This is how we endure the massive censorship. We build our own platform. And if they try to stop us off all the ad revenues and all the marketing revenues and shares that we have, if they try to block us on all the social medias that we use to get our content out there, well, we still have you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. So we salute you. We thank you. And we have free shipping store-wide as part of Operation Paul Revere 2018. It's been a massive success. You know, did you see the recent hit pieces on us? By any chance?
Yeah, saying that I was actually just talking about this. Alex Jones is apparently anti-Semitic. It was very ridiculous to me, considering the fact that, I don't know, did it ever occur to the Young Turks that the reason why Alex Jones says these people isn't because he's talking about a specific racial group? The fact that he's been talking about globalists for the past 2 decades, he means globalists. Everybody knows this. He's never once targeted anyone for their racial, religion, whatever. He's targeting people because they're globalists, because you're supposed to hate globalists.
Well, the funny thing about it is you've got a huge group of people on the internet that have always said that Alex Jones is a Jewish shill, a shill for Israel. And then you have this new wave of people, he's a Nazi! It's just like Trump. Trump is the Nazi Jewish shill. So Trump is a Nazi who also shills for Israel. That's what I'm saying. There is no logic to their thought process. It's like, how do you actually believe this stuff? Like, at what point do you look in the mirror? Or like, maybe they need to have this new exercise where they just write down what they believe and then they need to read it back to themselves. Maybe that's how they can realize how brainwashed they are.
Maybe they're all like Matt. Maybe they just don't do the research.
So that's what I'm saying. So like, write down what you say and then read it back to yourself, and then you realize like, wow, I really have no clue what I'm talking about.
I don't think it'll work. I think they're all just brain dead. Honestly.
You don't think there's any hope for these people?
No.
I mean, cause that's the big thing. How do we bridge the divide right now between the quote unquote left and right, in America, which seems to just be getting, ever expansive. Let's take another phone call. Let's go to Lauren in California. Wants to talk about censorship and YouTube. Go ahead, Lauren.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Nope, just responding to you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about YouTube and everything and how you know, earlier Mike Cernovich was talking with Alex about how, you know, this is pretty much it, and we need to take to the streets and do what we can while we have time. So what I did was I put together a website called InfoWarsOutpost.com. I actually called in last night and spoke with Jake a little bit, and they pulled it up and looked at it. But I wanted to call in again and get somebody else's take on it. Basically, the idea is, you know, me, myself, being an InfoWarrior, I own my own business, and I'm pretty sure most people who listen to InfoWars are pretty self-reliant, sufficient people that, you know, own their own businesses somewhat or something like that. And if you have opportunity, you manage your own business that plays TV or broadcast, you know, computer, monitor playing, you play InfoWars instead. And that's how you become an outpost. And then the website is basically just a hub for everybody who wants to be part of it. And then someone can flip open their phone and go, hey, where's an outpost? We want to go to lunch and listen to the broadcast and find somewhere. And, that's just an idea. I think it would just explode. It's bringing it into the physical realm more. You know what I mean?
I'm not sure I fully understand the idea here. Are you saying it's like a source for all of our content for people to play, or what exactly are you saying?
Basically, just like he said, when you go to places that have TV playing anywhere, a sports bar or CNN's playing in the background, do you know what I mean? Like, that's usually mandated,
right?
It seems like.
So okay.
This would be, if you own or manage an establishment where you play TV or you have anything playing,
play
the broadcast instead. And being the outpost is basically just a website. You know, you sign up, you become an outpost, and your business will be registered.
Yeah, the crew back here is giving it a thumbs up. No, actually, now I understand the idea. Yeah, okay, so it's basically like, let's say let's say I'm traveling and I'm up in Dallas and I'm looking to get some lunch or something, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to go somewhere where they support InfoWars. I'm going to go somewhere where they support America. I want to put America first. So I go onto the outpost and I find, hey, there's this business, Tom's Steaks, and they play InfoWars and they support InfoWars. So then boom, I go support them. Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's exactly the idea. You bring your buddy who's not very much into it, and you try to talk to him, and they're like, on the fence. You bring him to the steakhouse. You sit down. It's playing in the background, and they're like, hey, you know what? This actually makes sense. You know what I mean?
No, I actually think that's a pretty good idea. What do you think, Ashton?
Ashton's a really good idea. Not only is it a way to advertise more of our ideas without having to hit the YouTube censorship, because the reality is that the whole point of this show is not just to cater to the right? It's supposed to teach people on the left to actually give them new ideas, to draw them away from basically stupidity. And so the great thing about this is that if we play this in restaurants that do support InfoWars, it's going to help people learn more about what we're teaching here. And that way they'll actually learn to respect the show more and even actually have a better understanding of what America is about.
Now, part of the risk / exposure of the left that is going to come along with this is that as soon as the haters like Antifa find out about this, they're going to go on there. They're going to try to go to these businesses and probably try to, you know what I'm saying? Probably try to vandalize them.
Yeah, I thought about that, but I thought, hey, you know what? The truth is on our side, and if they're going to do that, they're going to get in trouble. They're going to vandalize.
That's what I'm saying. It just exposes who they are again. I mean, you know, this is the war that we're in right now.
You know what's interesting about that? Oh, I'm sorry.
No worries. I mean, you can do this on your own. Obviously, if you listen to InfoWars and you got an establishment, you can play it anyway, and you don't have to be part of the whole.
Well, and I can tell you, Lauren, and thank you so much for the call. InfoWarsOutpost.com, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
InfoWarsOutpost.com. Well, I can tell you that when I go out of town and I travel, when I find a restaurant or a bar owner or someone that I know is a conservative and supports us, I always go back and I always bring people with me. So this is a great way to kind of create our own little marketplace. I like this idea.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula.
Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes. But it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet colloidal silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a Silver Bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a Silver Bullet.
Infowars.com/show.
Like, oh my god, the Oscars are this weekend. Like, what are you gonna do? We should have an Oscar party. I love being lectured by sexual deviants about how I'm a sexual deviant. It's like the best thing ever to get to be virtue signaled by the biggest trash in America. I just love it. Oh, I can't wait for Meryl Streep. Oh, Meryl Streep is the Babe Ruth of the Oscars, they say. Yeah, that's because she cheers Roman Polanski. That's how that goes. Did you see the Harvey Weinstein statue reveal?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, guys. Guys, pull up the old Harvey Weinstein statue revealed there. Harvey on the old casting couch, his gobblers out, his big guts out. There he is. Good old Harvey. He's just waiting for Oprah to bring him his next victim.
You mean the queen of the Me Too movement?
I'm just gonna wait and see if God tells me to run. And if God tells me to run, I'm gonna run. And then the left praises her. Mike Pence says, God speaks to me. And the left freaks out, says he's crazy. These people, man, I mean, these are the Nazis. These are the brown shirts. They don't even realize it. They don't even. Whoa, guys, come on, man. Oh, good gosh. You guys just violated me. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Chaz. Chaz, thank you so much for holding. You are out there in New York. What's on your mind, Chaz? Mm-hmm.
We're under a lot of censorship lately, you know, everybody, and it's you and me, you know, and I want to get people to look at the Dianovsky Daniel trial in Soviet Russia, how that backfired on Soviet Russia.
Have you been drinking a Russian martini?
Yeah, maybe I have.
Mm-hmm. Stolichnaya?
Yeah, maybe I'm a Russian bot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, really, people need to look at that. You know, it's a trial against these Russian writers. They were satirical, and they were just publishing their writings abroad.
Look, I'm telling you, there is an angle to this dossier that I'm not hearing anyone else talk about besides myself, and that's that the Russian sources that Steele got the information for could literally be trolling them. You've got Russian pranksters that call politicians in the United States and make crap up on the phone, and then they believe it. Who's to say Christopher Steele wouldn't fall for that same crap? I wouldn't be surprised one bit. Thank you for the call, Chaz. Maybe get back to the old bar there and enjoy yourself another Russian martini. I mean, look at that. Ashton, how does, oh my gosh, another California lawmaker, Adam Schiff falls for Russian propaganda. He's on the phone. Oh, yeah, we'll take the documents. Yeah, you got the documents? Oh, I'll get my crew on it. I mean, how these people have to be laughing so hard at how dumb these Democrats are. They'll fall for anything.
Well, the thing about, you know, the shithole, as you referred him to, is that he will take anything. That's exactly what Trump is doing right now. I mean, it's the whole reason why he got Putin involved. I mean, he knew Hillary Clinton was involved with some sort of Russian case. He made the DACA deal because it all ties back to the Art of the Deal, his book. And, of course, the same thing with the guns, as we were talking about earlier. I mean, all plays back into Art of War. I mean, these Democrats, if you give them the right medicine, they'll just puke it back up whatever you want to be.
You give them an inch, they'll literally take your foot. Like, they'll chop your foot off, and they'll take it for ransom. Actually, this is funny. This is actually funny. I am going to put a challenge out right now, and I bet that this would actually work. I challenge someone in this audience to call up Adam Schiff's office, pretend you're either a member of the Trump team or a former member of the Trump team, and you have dirt on Russian collusion. I'm dead. I'll even announce this whole thing on air right now, and I guarantee you someone could still go do this. I guarantee you someone listening to this right now, record the whole thing, make it go viral. Call Adam Schiff's office, tell him you used to work in the Trump team, and you're a disgruntled ex-Trump team member, and you have dirt on the Russians. I guarantee you can get him to fall for it. I bet you could even get Adam Schiff on the phone. I'm not even kidding you. Someone needs to try that. That will be gold. That will go viral. I promise you I'll play that on the War Room, too. Let's go to Tim calling in from South Carolina. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Owen. How are you?
Doing just fine.
Great. I appreciate you taking my call. And I enjoy your portion of the show.
Yeah. All right. What's on your mind? Oh, did we lose him? Did we lose Tim?
Oh.
All right. Well, nice kind words from Tim. Let's go to Lisa in Oregon. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hey, Owen. Good to be on the phone with you again. I just wanted to congratulate you on mopping the floor with Lefty Matt earlier. That was very
mopping the floor. Yeah, I mean, that's like, you know, that's like dunking on a kiddie hoop against a five-year-old. So
I enjoy,
which I would enjoy that too. So who am I kidding? As long as you pretend the ball is Nancy Pelosi's head.
Right. I enjoy watching Owen the Cuck Slayer at work. I just wanted to call in because I know that there's a lot of people on the Trump train who are kind of upset at Trump right now. And, you know, Alex seemed kind of bummed out earlier. And I just wanted to call in and tell people that, you know, I don't think Trump is selling us out, but even if he is, now is not the time to, you know, kind of like throw, you know, just throw everything that we've accomplished away and just kind of say, oh, well, Trump is over, you know. Or we still have a movement here, and
see, what you're saying is actually the important issue, and I'm kind of going to disagree with your assessment here. Trump, we are Trump. We put Trump in office. We determine Trump's future. If Trump throws his base under the bus, then Trump's a one-term president. Trump is gone. We're not going anywhere. That's the point.
I agree with that. I'm just saying that we should still, you know, not, you know, how am I trying to...
Well, look, he hasn't signed any legislation. He's done this before where he says something, and then and this is why I'm not freaking out about it. I've had people send me videos where they're burning their Trump shirts just over his comments, and I'll report on it. I'm not willing to go that far yet because I've been covering Trump so long that I know how he operates. And my analysis is that based on what he said, there's something really big coming around the corner that's going to deliver for his base. And that's kind of how it's been in the past. Thank you so much for the call, Lisa. Ashton, you've got 60 seconds with us before we let you go and bring Jacob Engels on here. What do you want to depart the audience with?
I just want to say thank you so much for having me, Owen. And obviously, everyone's a little bit mad at Trump right now, but I think we're going to have good faith in him. From comparing what I've studied with Art of the Deal and Art of War, I think we're in good hands. And even if Trump does fail us, we're still America, and we're still going to put America first.
And where can people find information on the event tomorrow?
You can find information on Facebook. It is called March for 2nd Annual second annual March for Trump 2018, and it's going to be tomorrow at the Texas State Capitol in Austin, Texas at 1 p.m.
Okay, and so there you go. If you want to come out and support fellow Trump supporters out here and march with them in Austin, Texas, down at the Capitol, there you go. The information is on Facebook, and you'll definitely have some info warriors there, maybe some Antifa members, and I don't know, maybe a viral video. Who knows? That's just how the stuff goes. All right. Thank you so much, Ashton. We'll be right back on the other side with Jacob Engels. Don't go anywhere.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This
broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Well, there's basically two ways that I try to diagnose mental illness. The first is, are you a liberal? Ooh, and then you kind of, you know, liberalism is a mental disorder. And then the other one would be, if you don't like the Rolling Stones, I'd say that there's probably something wrong with you mentally, too, if you don't like the Rolling Stones. So hopefully no one in the crew doesn't like the Rolling Stones. And now they hate me. Welcome back to the War Room. Ashton Witte has departed. And I'm now joined by Jacob Ingalls of the Central Florida Post. And, of course, Jacob was on with us yesterday recapping his experience at, well, I guess it wasn't the town hall, but what was that event that you were at there at CNN, Jacob, that they had you on the panel?
Yeah, it was a gun control panel that they organized with some Trump people, some Clinton people. And we were talking about the issue of gun control, Parkland, and all things Second Amendment.
Now, before I go any further with the serious news, I have to ask you: Are you getting encouragement from Roger Stone on your wardrobe choices? You kind of have a hint of Roger in you today.
Well, you know, I stole this hat from him, and I found these glasses the other day, so probably going to give me some crap.
Uh-oh. I won't tell Roger that you stole his hat. I think he's been looking for that, too. He was asking us about a hat. He was saying, did I leave a hat in the studio when I was there? I won't tell him that that you commandeered his hat. But you were curious because they recorded the two sessions in the same seating and then aired it later. So the second part, did that air last night, Jacob?
That aired this morning. And unfortunately, as I predicted, it was very deceptively edited. They took out all of the important things. Most importantly, I made the point that recently in our history, United States, we had the apartheid Jim Crow South, where you had state and local governments systematically disarming African Americans. And then we saw all the atrocities committed against them from governments and from organizations authorized and encouraged by the government. And I really wanted to make that point, and CNN didn't include it because I think it sends a message that Trump supporters, info warriors, we're not about race, we're not about gender, we're about humanity and being good to one another. And it didn't fit the message for CNN. They just wanted gun grab.
Well, and of course, when you bring up, you know, they do want the gun grab, but when you bring up the history of gun confiscation, I think that that's also what they're trying to censor out of history. They don't want to know that the left is always associated with gun confiscation, but then is also the totalitarian regimes that end up murdering their own citizens.
Absolutely, and that's a great point. One of the other major points that I made in that CNN panel that was edited out is the fact that in 1933, Adolf Hitler came to rise in Germany, finally getting full power in that country. Press was censored, free speech was outlawed, and guns were confiscated from Germans, Jews, everyone in Germany, and we see what occurred after that. When you don't have the ability to even have the opportunity to fight back against a tyrannical government, that breeds depravity and very disgusting things.
And I hear a talking point commonly put out there in response to Second Amendment activists saying, you know, I have this firearm to protect myself from a tyrannical government. And I hear the talking point, if the U.S. government comes to your door with, you know, tanks and what have you with the military, you're not going to be able to stand up to them with an AR-15. Well, maybe not, but that's not the point. It's the idea that we could have a free militia if we wanted to. It's the idea that if someone did try to invade us and there wasn't a standing army available and ready, that we could defend ourselves. It's all about the notion of freedom. It's all about the notion of independence. Of course, I don't think I can stand at my door with my AR-15 and hold off an army with tanks and bazookas and what have you, but I feel that I can at least stand my ground with whatever firearm I choose to protect my property, whoever may want to encroach upon it.
You have the right to self-determination in every part of your life. And we need only to look. Red Dawn, that's a great example. That's an example of, and that's Hollywood, that's obviously a movie, but that's an example of a few good men and women in a scenario like that, fighting back against an invading government. But that was a form of government. And if you think that the Russians, that the North Koreans, that all of our quote-unquote enemies or competitors around the world don't love this idea of gun control, they love it. Because if they could invade America and there wasn't a gun behind every blade of grass, it would be horrific for us and very good for them.
And the crew's reminding me here about the Vietnam War, which, you know, many lefties, you know, they protested it and, you know, rightfully so. I'm not hating on them for that, but they were against the Vietnam War and the invasion of Vietnam. And I'm reminded by the crew here, if it wasn't for the Vietnam citizens being armed, they were able to hold off the United States military. One of my crew members is fired up about this. Go ahead, Marcos.
I just wanted to point out that that's, you know, villagers living in huts held off a modern military. People in the desert currently armed with AK-47s, the, you know, the equivalent of the AR-15 in other cultures, are holding off a modern military. People living in caves with grenades and rocket launchers holding off modern American militaries.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting kind of point to bring up in this debate because, again, most liberals or progressive or lefties, whatever you want to call them, protested the Vietnam War. They were against the invasion of Vietnam and what happened to the Vietnam people. But it would have been more successful and more carnage against Vietnam if they weren't armed. I mean, why don't they understand the concept? Is it because it's such a deep thought process, Jacob?
I think they're just so stuck in this emotion, this Trump derangement syndrome, whatever you want to call it. They have been told and constantly beat into them with leftist doctrine in schools from elementary to college that the government will take care of you, others will provide for you, and you don't have to worry about protecting yourself, providing for yourself or your family. If it all goes wrong, somebody will come and pick up the pieces for you. So we have this whole generation of people that are brainwashed into thinking that they don't have the right to self-determination, rugged individualism, what it means to be a man's man or to be a true woman, and it's very sad.
I want to get back into the CNN panel that you were on yesterday. We'll do that in the next segment, though, because we've already kind of gone down this path. It's just amazing to me, Jacob, because I feel like the average individual, this is what I tried to do to promote Trump in the early stages of his campaign when they first started to hurl the hatred at him. And I thought that there was still an opportunity to get people on board. I said, I had three questions. I said, and I'll tell you what, I'll do this exercise on you and you can answer the questions and I'm sure it'll go the exact way. Cause I don't know how you could answer it any differently. Yes or no. Do you believe that the government is corrupt?
Yes.
Out of the two presidential candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, which one comes from the government?
Clinton.
Now, using that basic logic, which candidate would you choose?
Donald Trump. It's got nothing
so I went down this exercise and it didn't seem to work on people.
That's because they're fundamentally really screwed up in the brain. And is it something in the water? Is it what they're eating? It's what they're putting into their bodies? It's all of the above. It's the constant barrage from the media, from schools, from culture, and from established society and established order, that they just can't get it. And it's very sad because they're our fellow humans. We want to help them and want to free them, but they don't want to help themselves.
And we're the people here. Look, we don't complain when they destroy our culture with all the smut and the violence and everything they put out there in Hollywood and they just wreck children's minds. We didn't even complain. It just reaches a certain point. We just want to control our own destiny. I mean, is that so much to ask to still be an independent citizen now?
It's too much to ask because they are all about groupthink and controlling the group. And when anybody has an individual thought, they don't like it because they can't control it. They want total and complete control over your life, over your brain, over your family, over your sexual identity, over everything. And if you don't abide by their rules, they throw you to the wolves.
It's all about control, and then it becomes a death cult because they make you think that humanity is scum and not worthy. We'll be right back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cell Force helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
It's Operation Paul Revere, 2018. And we are in the final stretch run here on The War Room. Glad to be with you. Glad to be taking your calls. We will continue with your calls in the third hour. In the meantime, I want to go back to Jacob Engels from CentralFloridaPost.com. He was on a CNN gun panel. And the first segment that they released for air, they did a fair representation of Jacob's comments and his thoughts. But then in the second release that came down the pipeline this morning, he was pretty much cut out, edited out, and they did not put in his most important points. Let's get back down to this, Jacob. Now, they edited in some important points that you were talking about with guns and history and how it relates to what we're dealing with now. What else were they editing out, or did they edit out, or did they try to steer the conversation in any direction?
Well, one of the most important things that I think they left out after I watched the video earlier is they are not talking about the effects of psychotropic drugs on these shooters. And I brought that
shocking. Up. I wonder why CNN wouldn't do that. It's not like they line their coffers with ad money.
Absolutely. And they take that out of there because this is an important point that we need to talk about. It's not, gun isn't an inanimate object. It's a tool. It can't operate without somebody operating it. If we have people that are pumped full of harmful pharmaceuticals and psychotropic drugs that also have some mental illness issue and other things going on in their mind that are very sick, it's a recipe for disaster. And it makes the point that it's not about gun control. It's not about bump stock. It's not about Armalite. It's not about your high-capacity magazines. It's all about mental health and what we're putting into our bodies. Those are the things we need to be talking about.
Yeah, why? You know, because this is what – it's sad, though. This is what the left has done. They don't address the actual issues. They don't look at an event like this and identify the actual problems. And because they don't identify the actual problems, they're never going to find a real solution. They just say the solution is to take all the guns, which we've already covered. That's all about control. That's all about having the ability to have a tyranny and to force whatever agenda, whatever policies you want down a republic's throat without them having the ability to defend themselves. And it's really just sick to me that we don't even have the debate. I mean, it's almost like we don't even go down the road. What would make an individual so sick? What would make an individual so disturbed in the head that he would go out and kill and slaughter 17 people in a school? I mean, that should be the question we're asking ourselves here. What drives a human to such sick, depraved behavior?
What drives a human to that type of behavior is a total and complete lack and respect for human life. And that touches on issues from abortion to what we're seeing on TV and otherwise. Look, I'm not trying to be the thought police about what video games you play, what music you listen to, what TV or movies you go see. But we have to have an important discussion about how you watch things like that and don't let it become this maelstrom, this storm of negativity and depravity in your head that you enact and impart on other people. But the important point, they want you to be in this zombified, drugged up state with constant bombardment of propaganda being thrown your way because it's all about tools of control, total and complete control. Right now, they've got their hands around our neck trying to silence us. And then they don't want us to be able to protect ourselves. And then they want to say that the government is the only one that can regulate our lives. It's perfect for them because they want total control.
And that's the last thing we want is the government to tell us how to live our life. I mean, that is literally the last thing we want. That's why our ancestors came to this country. And that's why people died. And see, that's the other thing too. They don't want to make it all about race. Because of whatever history of America, you've had slavery here. It was also ended. You had, you know, the wars with all the Indians here. So yeah, you've got this nasty past and we learned from it. But at the end of the day, everything that happened, all the blood that was shed, all of the wars, all of the sacrifice, it was all for freedom. It was also in this country, you could be free. And they just want to pass all of that off and say, oh, America's history is bad, so America must be bad, so the left needs to be in totalitarian control, then there's nowhere else to go. I mean, this is the last place we can go to be free. Before we get too off the rails, anything else you want to mention from the CNN gun panel?
One thing that's important that goes back to the mental health issue, when that SJW blonde chick in the front row cut off her gun just like the other dude, did a whole video about it, we got to the issue of mental health. And she, there she is right there. Oh, she had the whole rainbow hair in the back. It was distracting me.
Oh, how, oh, yes.
Ugh. But anyways, she actually said on camera, and they didn't put this in there, that she believes nobody that commits these crimes has a mental issue or a mental health problem. And I responded and say, what the heck else do you call somebody who goes in and shoots 17 unarmed students and friends?
What does that tell you about her?
she was very spastic and very screechy, and she kept talking over me, and it was very disrespectful. I gave her the floor when she wanted to spew her nonsense, and she didn't seem to want to give me the same right, which is, again, it's all selfish. It's all self-driven. It's my opinion. It's not about our opinion or our discussion to come to a solution. It's about me, and that's all they want is their solution to the problem. It's not a debate. It's total and complete control, their way or the highway.
No, and actually, you just nailed it really on the head too. With the people that we deal with, at least on our level, if we go out in the street or if you're on a panel and you want to have a gun control debate, it really is all about selfishness. That really is what it's all about. It's all about selfishness because it all comes back to their own self-misery, their own self-loathing, and then trying to bring everyone else down with them in a selfish attempt to just drown everyone. I mean, that's really what this is. This is a sickness that they also are inhibiting themselves. They don't even see it.
And the other important thing that we need to talk about is you have to have lived an extremely privileged life to not understand the need to protect yourself, protect your family, protect your home, and the importance of the Second Amendment. You must have never experienced violence, threats of violence against yourself, somebody in your family getting assaulted, a family business being broken into. You know, these are things working class, middle class, normal America experiences. So these people, these elitists who don't understand real life and live in very nice neighborhoods, they don't understand why you need a gun because they've never lived in real America and they don't understand. So it's selfish. It's all about them still.
And they don't even, and here's the other thing too. The problem is too that they don't even want to have a debate. I'm open for a debate. Look, maybe there is something we can do about guns or something we can figure out here to not take away the Second Amendment and to still be able to get our AR-15s and whatever have you. But they won't even have the debate. We can't even actually have the debate because they just make it all about their agenda to grab the guns, demonize conservatives, demonize the NRA, tell you need to burn Dana Loesch at the stake. So they won't even have the debate. We can't even have a real debate to come to a conclusion or to come to a solution because they just muddy the waters and they just fill the debate room with tripe where we just end up saying, okay, like we just have to grab our guns and say, I'm just trying to defend myself from you now. You're crazy.
Absolutely. And in the course of this whole CNN panel, when I just was trying to have logical, intellectual discussion led from up here and not from this emotional craziness that's inside all of us right now. And look, we all are experiencing something very emotional. We're ratcheted up because we're all being hit one way or the other with these insane comments. I just wanted to have a debate. And when I wanted to debate these issues, that blonde lady and a few others on the panel turned around and said, if you even want to debate, then you're as good as a child murderer. And it's insane. I can't
And meanwhile, you're the one that stands up for pro-life.
Bingo.
But that shows it all. I mean, again, there is no logic behind their policies. There's no logic behind their thoughts. It's all about selfish. What can I pretend to virtue signal on? I'm miserable. I'm probably a lowlife, so I want to try to high ground you on my virtue signaling, which is really not there. It's just what I put a mask on and pretend that I am. You know, it's honestly really sick. And you know what, Jacob, I don't know if you're free to stay on with us because I want to get into something that I think would have a good conversation between you and I. I don't know if you want to share your age here on the air. I'm 28 years old. I imagine you're somewhere probably in about that same age range.
25.
And I think that there's a conversation. Are you free to stick around for another segment here?
Absolutely.
All right. Here's the conversation I want to have on the other side. Since, look, there really is a difference, I think, between what someone who's my age grew up experiencing versus someone who would be Cruz's age or around that age. Let's say I'm 28 versus an 18-year-old. I do think there's a difference in the video games. There's a difference in the movies. There's a difference in the television content. There's a difference in the music. So let's talk about a little bit about that on the other side. Again, I'm like Jacob. I'm not telling you what you can or can't watch. I don't care. I'm a libertarian. Play whatever video game you want. But just like smoking a cigarette or drinking a soda, I mean, you have to realize there's a negative side effect. We're going to talk about that on the other side as well as this poll right here. How about that poll?
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War Room. With Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Sometimes I met this woman.
I just love rock and roll. Okay? I just do. That's what I like. I like rock and roll. I like running. And I like red meat. The three R's. The three R's of life. Do you need anything else, guys? All right. I still have Jacob Engels on the line. He's going to be staying with me till 5:30 here. We're going to talk about the subject I just mentioned in the close of the last section. Then we're going to take some phone calls. So, as I was saying, growing up, we had some relatively violent video games. I remember GoldenEye, some other games on Nintendo 64, maybe some PlayStation games, but they weren't nearly as graphic and violent as they are now. You had the movies that were kind of the same way, and again, they just get more sexualized, more violent now, and they also, the rating systems were a little bit different in the past too, where I feel like a PG-13 movie now could have possibly been an R-rated movie when I was a kid. And the same thing with TV. I mean, the same stuff on TV. You wouldn't have seen a lot of the stuff that you see on TV now as you did when we were kids. In fact, actually, I think South Park kind of broke the dam on that deal. To be honest with you, I'm a big fan of South Park, but I do feel like they kind of broke the dam. But Jacob, I mean, what do you think... What merit or what debate, how much energy should we focus this debate on about gun control to the media that people are watching, to the movies, to the video games? I mean, I think that there's a topic of discussion right there, that, but they don't want to have it.
Well, I think the issue is less about the movies or the video games and more about the reality that we're allowing people to live in. We're allowing people to think that just because they want to do something or they saw it on TV or they heard it in a song or a TV show that they should do it. There's no longer that inner regulation, because this generation and this new way of raising kids is all about, well, if you want to do it, it doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. You should just be able to do it because it's your right. It's your opinion. It's you. It's again, all about this selfish attitude that these parents, the schools are not standing up to these kids who are really becoming monsters in every way that you think about it.
Well, and I just had a listener send me a text. I actually told him he should try to call in. I think the lines are full though, that there's another difference too where, you know, we didn't grow up with Twitter or Facebook or a smartphone. I mean, for me growing up after school, I remember, you know, if there was anything that I would do on a computer after school that was social media, we would get on AOL Instant Messenger, which was more of a communication in real time type of thing. You didn't have selfies and profiles or anything like that. You just talked to your friends on a keyboard. But no, if we had a beautiful day outside, I went home and I grabbed my bike and I ran over to my neighbor's house, or I ran down the street to play basketball, or I ran up the street to play football and, you know, got my knees dirty, or someone, you know, and so, but it's like that, it's almost like these new generation of kids, it's like totally lost on them. I'm wondering if they even, I mean, how much activity do the children actually have outdoors in the real life, in a real social atmosphere, versus how much of it is literally in front of a screen?
And that's a very good point. You used to use things like AIM or MSN Messenger to say, hey, it's a beautiful day, meet me down at the park, let's play basketball, let's play football. Then you got out and you interacted with people, you were face-to-face with people, and guess what? Sometimes maybe you got into a little bit of an argument with your friend Billy, and some words were exchanged, and maybe somebody got hit in the face, and you went home and had some pizza and watched a movie and enjoyed the rest of your weekend. Nowadays, it's so much through electronic and not face-to-face that people say some really nasty stuff, and they get each other riled up, and there's no longer that personal human connection, so they feel like they can just be absolute total monsters to one another.
I actually really think this is a great topic of discussion right here, and with the difference of our age group versus just 10 years younger than us, I really think you can see the difference there. All right, we're going to be back with your phone calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Stop us from fighting for truth and liberty and justice. They're never going to stop us from warning future generations of communism and socialism and tyranny. They're never going to stop us from loving God. They're never going to stop us from loving each other, loving humanity, and lifting each other up so that all of humanity can experience life, love, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's what this country's all about. But socialism, and I guess what you would call crony capitalism, sending America's prosperity to other countries, well, that age is over with. And that's what we are fighting, and that's what President Trump represents. Now, people are concerned he's going sideways on gun control, but we're going to make sure that that's not the case. And if that's where it goes, then we'll have to call an audible ourselves and figure out what we do next here, because we are Donald Trump. We put Trump in the office, and if he doesn't want to support the Second Amendment, well, then I think we could also make sure he doesn't get into office again. I don't think that's going to be the case. I expect something big coming from President Trump to deliver to his base, to rejuvenate his base soon. We'll be sure to keep tabs on that as it develops. In the meantime, folks, this is the final hour here of the Paul Revere Special 2018 Broadcast Spectacular, 34 hours of live broadcast. We're now into the 34th hour. I want to thank everybody so much for tuning in. Thank everybody so much for sharing the link, spreading the word, going to InfoWarsStore.com, sharing the videos, telling friends and family, buying the products. You guys make it all possible. You guys are incredible. When I go out on the road and I meet you guys, you're just amazing. You're the most loving people. You're sweet. And it really just makes it all possible and makes it all worth it with your support. And maybe we'll see some of you tomorrow at the Trump March. So continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Look at some of the specials that we have going right now. 80% off the clearance apparel. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off The Real Red Pill, 50% off Biome Defense, 50% off True Whey Protein. The list of deals goes on and on and on and on and on. We've got household products like toothpaste and shampoo. We've got Emmerich's Essential Oils. So it's just amazing everything that is available now on the InfoWars store. You can find something. You'll find something. Shop the store. It might take you some time to look at everything because it's so big now, but shop the store and you will find something that you like, something that you need, and something that you're going to never want to be without. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for supporting us over this 34-hour broadcast spectacular. All right, so in the last segment, Jacob and I were just getting into some of the differences between our generations and the generations that were raised by social media, where if we got into a spout with a friend, we did it right in front of each other and right in front of a group of friends. And if things got to fisticuffs, well, you learn the hard way what you say and what you don't say and who you bully and who you don't. But the new generation, as you were saying, Jacob, they just sit behind a computer, they type it out, and they don't have that actual interaction of in real time dealing with another human, having to flesh out your emotions in front of one another. And that's how you can get so confused. I mean, anybody who texts or sends a message, sometimes it's hard to understand attitude or context when you're just sending a text. Same deal over social media. And so that human element, that human connection, I think gets lost on this generation. And I really don't see that this trend is necessarily stopping, at least with technology. It's up to parents, I think, and who's ever, you know, raising children to make sure they don't fall into this mind sphere of just being sucked into a screen all day.
Well, absolutely. And funny, we're on this topic. This house that's right behind me has been sitting vacant for a long time, and I guess the economy's doing well. We just had a young family move in next door, and we've actually got kids out playing, doing soccer in the background, outside, not electronic, you know.
Not the app?
Not the app. They're actually out there doing some real physical activity and enjoying themselves. It's a beautiful day here. And I think that's the point. We want to see more stuff like that. We want to see people outside. We want to see people interacting with one another. We don't want this constant living behind a screen. Because guess what? I used to, get into some arguments with some friends, and I'd say some things, and sometimes I won, sometimes I lost, sometimes I had the black eye, sometimes I gave the black eye. And at the end of the day, we loved each other as humans and as friends, because we were near one another. We were face to face. We were not stuck behind some computer screen imagining what the other person is. And when you're doing stuff like that, you can just think about someone and say, oh, they really upset me. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. And then you think all these horrible things. You say all these horrible things, nothing that you would say in person, because somebody would call you on it and you'd reset and you'd be kind to one another.
Yeah, you know, that's so true too. And it all comes back to the human element, that human interaction that just changes everything. And it's crazy too. I've got younger cousins, and I remember, again, I played video games as a kid. I'm not sitting here acting like I didn't enjoy video games as a kid, but it was always like after we played ball for 5 hours. It was always after we went sledding for 5 hours.
Yeah, that's like from 9 to midnight before you pass out.
Exactly. And then, yeah, exactly. And your parents are yelling at you to go to bed.
No, and that's absolutely the point. We need to really instill that. People get out more. And the other thing, too, is when your body is expending energy, you're doing physical activity mentally, your anxiety, your stress levels, everything is better for you. So you're less grumpy. You're in a better mood. You're less likely to get into these silly arguments and be mean to one another through social media. And that's another aspect of it. And if you'll indulge me for just 1 second, I was looking through when you're scrolling through the store, and right now in Orlando, the freaking pollen's horrible. And it's the worst in the nation. And I finally got my order of pollen block. That's the only reason I'm able to be outside right now and not be hacking up a lung. So I know you guys got it going on through the Paul Revere special. So please, guys, get on there and do something to support the InfoWar.
Well, glad to hear that that was helping with you. I know it's helped with me, especially when the seasons are changing. That's when you usually get some of that airborne stuff. Hey, let's squeeze in a phone call here before we go to a break. Tim, actually, we lost you earlier, Tim. Go ahead, Tim from South Carolina. What was it you wanted to discuss?
Hey, Owen, I appreciate you taking my call. I wanted to speak to you about Google and their censorship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sensitive to what you guys are going through, and I'm a big supporter. I've watched you for years and listened to you for years. I love the product. And I hear Alex get on the show and talk about how they've demonetized your YouTubes and it's cost you money, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can't even go live on the War Room channel. That costs us subscribers every day.
Well, I want you to help me, and I want to help you. I run a small garage door business in South Carolina. I've run the business for 22 years. I've worked hard. I've done a good job. I'm committed to my customers. I was buying Google ads. Are you familiar with a Google ad?
Yes, I'm not an expert on it, but yes, I know what you're talking about.
Can I briefly go over it? I'll make it short.
If you can do it in 50 seconds.
Yeah, when people shop for services locally, for plumbers, for HVAC guys, for roofers, for whatever, the first 3 or 4 ads they get when they see Google are paid advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
When they click on those paid advertisements, these companies like mine, we pay $20 and $30 every time they click on it, right?
Okay.
We've built our businesses on the fact that we pay Google thousands and thousands of dollars a month in order to get our local people to call us, because if you're not in the first few listings, you don't get any business. Well, now what's happened in the last couple of months is Google is putting us through a thing called advanced verification. Have you ever heard of it?
No, but I'll tell you what, if you want to hold on, we'll let you get into that more on the other side, because we have to go to a break. This is the War Room, final hour of the Paul Revere special. Don't go anywhere.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males.
Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Tim, so that he can finish his point, and then I'm going to let Jacob have some final words before he departs. So Tim was talking about Google Ads and his experience using Google Ads, owning his own small business. Go ahead and finish your point, Tim.
That we now are being put through a thing called advanced verification. If you're a small local plumber, your roofer, your HVAC guy, your locksmith, your garage door repairman are being asked to go through advanced verification. I was cut off. I've spent $36,000 a year in Google Ads. I was cut off overnight with no warning. My customers are gone, all based on the idea that Google hasn't verified me to be a legitimate business. So in order to be a legitimate business, I have to go through a video conference where I use a cell phone to show my license plate, my registration, my storefront, my trucks, my shirt, my everything to prove to Google that I'm a legitimate business and can buy advertising. They dominate and monopolize the advertising. You can't be in business if you're not in those pay-for-ads. And while you're getting attacked, all of us are being attacked.
So are you, I'm still a little unclear on some of the stuff here. Is everyone that uses Google Ads going through this?
It started rolling out across the country from California about 6 months ago, and they used industries that they thought were high-risk industries where people had been scammed by service people.
Okay.
But yeah, it's going to go through every industry, every person.
Now, of course, here's the thing, Tim. We don't need to, I mean, obviously we can imagine where this goes. I mean, we can imagine where this is going. And the reason why you call up with, I imagine your fears here is that this is their, I mean, they basically control this marketplace for the most part. They have a monopoly here, and now they can basically pick winners and losers based on whatever, verification they want.
Well, Owen, I refer to it as Googlement. It's Googlement because I've never in 22 years doing business ever had a situation where any authority required that type of documentation in order for me to be in business.
Well, but that's just the thing, though. Go ahead, Jacob.
Yeah, I have some experience with Google Ads, and I wonder, are they imposing the same restrictions on large corporations that provide the same services as this individual does as a small business owner? And that would be very troubling if they're not, because that would be them picking winners and losers. But that fits their whole mantra of deciding for you what's going on in your life rather than letting the marketplace decide.
And, of course, again, we can see where they can take this, picking winners and losers. Oh, you like Trump? We're not going to let you have advertising on our platform here, and we're the dominant force. Tim, do you know, though, as Jacob was just referencing there, do you know, I mean, who would be your big business competitor in the garage door industry?
It would be Sears, who's bankrupt, by the way, but they're still promoted. And if I was bankrupt, I couldn't be promoted under their regulations. There is a company, Precision Door, who has thousands of, and I don't want to pick out a particular competitor. That's not fair, but. Yeah,
okay, that's fine. I understand. I wasn't trying to demonize your competitors. I was just asking for the purposes of trying to find out if your competitors are having to go through the same process you as a small business owner are going through.
Oh, and it is so clearly not that. It is so clearly not that. You wait and see how many people respond to this type of message, because it's every one of us, just like you're being squeezed, the guy that puts on his belt every day, that tries to go take care of his family, that worries about his children, that does all the right things, is being put through a thing that...
Well, did you have any, like, negative reviews or anything? I mean, why would they be concerned with your verification?
Well, I would welcome anybody to look it up. It's Access Garage Door in Greenville, South Carolina. And it's got everything in the world but bad reviews. It's got 22 years of doing nothing but great things. Why it has Google supporting people who've done nothing more than take advantage of customers.
And you invested in this platform for marketing too. Did you say Access Garage Door? Is that right? In Greenville, North Carolina?
Greenville,
or South Carolina? Excuse me. Access Garage Door, Greenville, South Carolina?
That's exactly right.
Thank you for your call, Tim. I appreciate it. And, keep us posted. Call in if anything else happens, and we'll keep tabs on this story. All right, we got 3 minutes left here, Jacob. Just get some final words from you as you depart our audience here today.
Sure. I think the last thing that I want to say and kind of discuss with you is just the human aspect of this journey that we're all going. Okay, we all want to be good people. We all want to find love. We all want to build a family. We all want to be successful. And this political discourse that's going on right now in this country, particularly from the left and establishment circles on the Republican-Democrat side, both, is dividing America in a way that is just so unhealthy. And no longer can you choose your own path. No longer can you have your own opinion. No longer can you be who you want to be. You're being told by some professor, some anchor, some individual, part of the establishment, how to live and lead your life. And I think that's fundamentally un-American. It's not right. It's not freedom. It's not liberty. And Alex talks about igniting the flames of human liberty. That's what we need to be focused on. And if we do that, even the lefties, even the trendies, we want to help them too because they're humans, they're our brothers and sisters. Let's help them wake up.
Is it even ideologically, architecturally, in an ideological sense, possible to build a bridge between the left and the right now?
I think so. And one of the best examples that I've seen from some of my friends that I grew up with in high school that are part of the alt left and progressive left in this area is they are so intrigued and entertained by this Alex Jones meme page and the InfoWars meme page that chop and screw and put everything together and make it topical with music that we like, with interjections about culture that makes sense to us. So I think Alex and InfoWars and your team in the war room are making some headway in that. And we need to do that. We need to talk about things that meet people on the level that they're at and interject it with politics, but not in the forceful way that the left does. We can have fun meme videos, fun meme graphics and posts. And I think memes are the way to solve this political divide because everybody loves humor.
This is true. And there is an island. It's not a small island, but it is an island of people that are in between the left and the right that just are kind of just floating out there with really no inclinations in either direction. They're free agents, if you will. So I guess we got to take that to heart and think about the best way to recruit those free agents to the side of pro-America, pro-independence, pro-freedom. Jacob Engels from the Central Florida Post, at Jacob Engels on Twitter. Thank you so much for your time today, man.
Thanks, Owen. Please have a great weekend. Get some barbecue and some beer and have a good time.
That sounds like a pretty good time right there. That sounds like a good old American time, not Russian, American time. You throw in a Russian martini, maybe. All right, there goes Jacob Engels from the Central Florida Post. Now, when I come back, we go right back to the phone lines here. We're going to go right back to the phone lines. We've got Kenyon, we've got O'Brien, we've got Dennis, and others on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is The War Room.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com, but instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber, and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. BodyEase, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at InfoWars.com/show.
Implanting things in your brain is beyond the creepy line.
Take your destiny in your hands and don't let these people control your future.
Initialize my modem.
I've got one that can see.
Oh, wow. Come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and the never want to make. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness.
Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence and Candy Crush during the State of the Union address.
Oh, wow. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness.
You know the way.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Now that's a video to share with your family and friends right there. That is a very powerful and telling video of exactly everything that we're dealing with right now. With the brainwashing media, the dumbing down of the population. Very sad, very real. Now, we do a poll of the day over at the War Room Show on Twitter. And we did, sometimes every once in a while, we like to do a joke poll or a troll poll. And you could say that that's what this poll was today. If you had to choose between your boyfriend or girlfriend and Alex Jones, or wife or husband, who would you choose? And we've got 3,500 votes there. Pull it back up there, guys. And people are choosing Alex Jones by a margin of 57% to 43%. Now, again, this is fun. It's a troll poll. We're just joking. And this is the funny thing about it. See, you've got all these liberals responding, sharing the New York Times story and all these stories. Jones is sexually harassing men at the office. Jones was grooming people for homosexual sex. And they respond to the poll with it like, ha ha, like, look how dumb you look now. Look at this article, Alex Jones. It's like, they don't even get it. Dude, I'm trolling you. Like, I made this poll to troll you. And you still fell for it. So. Oh, I have too much fun with these liberals. Now, the Young Turks did a poll, and they thought that they were going to get one result, and boy, did they get something they didn't expect. The Young Turks poll gets 660,000 votes, 664,000 to be accurate. Do you support a federal ban on assault weapons? 85% said no. The young turds. Do you realize the young turds? You know what? I'm not getting into it. I promised myself I would never go that low. So I'm not going to comment on dung. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to O'Brien calling in from Maryland. Go ahead. Go ahead, O'Brien.
Hi, Owen. I have a guest suggestion you want to hear. There's a woman called Shelley Ledbin. That's L-U-B-B. Wait a minute. L-U-B-B-I-think-E-Y. I mean, your crew can probably type her name in. She's been in the porn industry for like years, and now she's actually fighting it. If you want to have somebody on the on the show, I mean, that would be the main person you want to have on the show.
Shelley Lubday?
And that's Lubbey. I mean,
okay, I will. All right, I will. I will have the crew look into that. Anything else, O'Brien?
No, that's all. Now.
Okay, we will look into that potential guest and see if there's any interest there. Thank you so much for the call. I don't recognize her, guys. Has anybody heard of her? Okay. Well, okay, so apparently formerly an adult film star and then came out against it and became a Christian. Like I said, I'm not sure who this is. The caller just called in and suggested as a guest. So, all right, let's go back out to the phone lines. We've got Kenyon calling in from Ohio. Go ahead, Kenyon.
Oh, I'm glad I got through on this. Is a real important thing. Until you guys get in control of the content management system, YouTube, it will control the free press, period. This is actually an old fight. I don't know if you know anything
about it. Hey, you know what? Hey, I'm not trying to cut you off here. It's just you've got a bad connection. Are you on a speakerphone or something? There's a lot of white noise coming through.
Hold on, let me get this out of the way here. Explain this. This is an old
fight. You guys got to dump that? Hey, dump that. Sorry about that, Kenyon. We had to dump you there. You cursed out. I think you're still on with us. Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah. With the content management system, this is actually an old fight. The free software organization has been around for a long time, and until we can get in control of the system that makes and holds the content, then there's never going to be a free press in the United States. Richard Stallman is a guest you should have on. He's from the Free Software Foundation. He's been fighting this fight since the 70s. They knew that as free speech got more, as the software got more and more closed, if there was no open idea of how the software was supposed to be used, no sharing of it in a liberal way. All the software organizations are called like LibreOffice. The content management systems are out there, man.
Here's the thing, too. I think I understand what you're saying, and I'm sorry to have to drop you so soon here, Kenyon. It's just we have a policy here. When you curse, we just have to drop you because we run out of dump time. So if you curse again, we kind of get screwed. So sorry to have to dump you like that. I know that you wanted to talk about that. Look, there's other platforms, but the problem is essentially, I don't think you could call it a monopoly that Twitter and Facebook and Google have and YouTube, because it's really not a monopoly. It's really a monopoly of choice. That's where most people choose to go. And they are the dominant platforms. They have the best infrastructure and the best response time, what have you. There are other platforms out there. I mean, that's why we have Prison Planet TV. I just don't know what the answer to that is. You can create competitive platforms, but look at what gets marketed. I mean, look at what they push out on ESPN. Look at what they push out on the news broadcast. It's always Twitter. It's always Facebook. It's always YouTube. And yes, the liberals in charge of those platforms are essentially scuttling what they view as competition or what they view as news coverage that is damaging to their agenda. And I know that he mentioned some free software engineering group or something that's been on top of this for a while. Look, I just don't understand why. It's so convoluted, folks.
This is Alejandra and I'm live. I just want to kind of comment in, because when we were looking up what Tim was talking about ads in Google, like when I looked it up on Google, I was like, doing Google ads affect businesses, or does it go bad for businesses? And everything I saw was the opposite. It was like, how it's great, how it's fantastic, how everything. So.
And you searched that on Google?
Yeah, obviously.
Well, yeah, shocker.
Because it's like my go-to search engine.
And it is the best search engine. I've tried the other ones, DuckDuckGo and other ones. They're just not up to par yet. So you're saying, though, that, you know, there's basically mixed reviews on advertising through Google, but if you search Google, you're only going to get the positive reviews. Oh, imagine my shock. Look, it's complicated, because you can sit here and say, why would Google be so pro-censorship of conservatives? Why would Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and these people want to be censoring one side of the aisle. It couldn't surely just be about politics. Well, it's not, folks. They're protecting other things. They're protecting themselves. They're protecting their own interests. And, I mean, I'll just leave it right there. But there's a reason why the stuff that we report here at InfoWars is so damaging to them. There's a reason why it freaks them out. There's a reason why Trump freaks them out. It's all about control, and it's all about protecting their control over anything and everything that they control.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
That's like the InfoWars theme song. You start us up, we're never going to stop, baby. They're never going to censor us. They're never going to shut us up. And you've started us, you've funded us, you've put more fuel into our rocket ship at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the final segment of the Paul Revere Special 2018. Once again, thanks to everybody who supports us. Thanks to everybody who called in. Thanks to everybody who shopped at InfoWarsStore.com during this special. You still have time to take advantage of some of these specials before they end from Operation Paul Revere. You've got Super Male and Super Female Vitality for 50% off. The Real Red Pill is 50% off. Biome Defense is 50% off. The Probiotic. True Whey Protein, 50% off. I mean, folks, if you're a protein user, you're paying at least $30 for a carton of protein that is this size, and it's nowhere near the quality. Right now, you've got True Whey Protein for $20 at InfoWarsStore.com. You cannot beat that. Competing proteins on the market, you're going to pay at least probably $50. Maybe you can find them for $40. But at least $50 for this high quality whey protein in a store somewhere. Why not support the good guys right now? And you can get this for $20. True Whey Protein, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I know for a fact that a lot of people that are active and are in the gym exercising constantly are fans of InfoWars. I see them when I go to the gym. They talk to me. They send me messages. So get your protein from InfoWarsStore.com. And check out some of the other products as well. And don't forget about the clearance apparel, 80% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide. All right, we've got some callers here. Let's go ahead and clear this board before we conclude this 34-hour Paul Revere special. Let's go out to Dennis in Kentucky. Go ahead, Dennis. We'll get Dennis on here. I know we'll get him. We'll get him on. There he is. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, I have to ask one quick question. I know y'all have a dental plan. How come somebody didn't tell Ashley about that, you know, that her mouth?
Oh.
But just moving on. The greatest social experiment in the world, social engineering experiment, was removing the man out of the home, making the woman feel like they have to be a part of the government, for the government to take care of them, and hypersexualizing children.
No, you're 100% right. And it's the destruction of the family. And that's what it is. Because what happens to the average kid that doesn't have a father at the home, or regardless, father, mother, whatever, comes from a broken home, a lot of times they end up being broken children. It's really sad. And then you have the Democrats telling them they're a victim. And so then they have a victim mindset, and then they can never accomplish anything because they've been handicapped by people telling them they're victims.
And further to even go a little bit further, just like you all were reporting at InfoWars, nobody is looking at like the psychotropic drugs. Nicholas Cruz, Dylan, the other young man that did the shooting like that at a church. These kids came from broken homes. And was on drugs.
Mm-hmm. And of course,
the turnout is going to be.
No, that's actually a good point.
There goes. No support system.
And we had another shooter today up in Central Michigan University. We don't know anything about him yet. I mean, they did release his name. But again, you'll have to look at that individual and you'll have to say, okay, is this another individual that's on psychotropic drugs? Is this another individual that comes from a broken home? Dennis, you know, it's really sad because, I don't even know how to really break it down, but it's really, I think, it's about a support system. It's about discipline. It's about making a mistake and then that support system, the family, telling you made a mistake and disciplining you so that you get better for the future. And when you don't have that discipline, and you never learn that lesson the hard way, you go throughout your life expecting one thing and then learning it's not that, it's totally the opposite.
Exactly. So there is no room for growth and healing.
Yeah, we need to look at our culture. We need to look at mental health. We need to look at the family, and we need to look at the roots of these issues and figure that that's where it all begins. That is really where it all begins. If you want to talk about guns being an issue, that is the last issue down the line. That is the final issue. All the other issues are way behind that. Broken home, no discipline, psychotropic drugs. I mean, the list goes on and on. The gun is the final issue that we should be talking about.
If you want to hold somebody accountable, how come they're not holding the music industry accountable? How come they're not holding Hollywood accountable? Look at the things that they're portraying to people. And I have to say, it does come from parents, not looking at what their kids are watching. I mean, you do have kids. You should not be allowing them to watch Jay-Z or
No. Exactly. No. See, you want to talk about social engineering. I mean, this is, you're hitting the nail on the head now, Dennis. When did it become black culture to be a thug, ghetto, drug dealer, badass pimp that beats women, sexualizes women, and deals drugs and shoots the police? When did that become black culture? When the rap industry was on MTV and destroyed black culture. That's when it happened.
I'll give credit to the FBI and the CIA for that, though.
Bingo. But that's it. So, but they ignore that. And then what do? They say, oh, I'm just a victim of the system. Give me a handout.
Exactly. And then they wonder why, now that we have a great man in Trump in office, and he's like, no, I'm not giving you food stamps. You want some food? Here's a box of food. Try that.
Why do you think they complain about that? Like, why would that be such a problem? Instead of giving you food stamps, which then you have to go through the effort to go to the store, he's actually cutting out the effort and just giving you food, and then there's a complaint about that. Why do you think they're upset about that? What is the reason behind that?
That is because people don't use their food stamps. People sell their food stamps. Bottom line, some people use them. Some people use them. But I want to say, majority of them are selling them. And then if you look at the history of anything dealing with food stamps, look at the employees of these places that are on food stamps, and it's keeping us. We had a thing in Chicago, man. It was about like 10 or 12 employees from the aid office that was literally making up cards for themselves, and they got a job.
And then you think about it and you realize they're raised in. They don't have a family. If you're in a situation where you get raised and you don't have a family that's disciplining you, you don't have a school that disciplines you for whatever reason, and believe me, there's a litany of them, and they're not getting the discipline, then you have a victim mindset that tells you you're a victim. Then on top of that, you are given handouts, so then you don't even understand that you have to go out and make it on your own. And then when all of that is taken away from you, that's the only response, is to freak out and to have a panic attack. Because they've never had that actual realization that you are independent and that's what you have to do in this country to make it on your own. But what do you think? I mean, do you think that that's what's happening right now with a lot of these people? And then you have the Democrats in Congress freaking out because they realize that this is their constituency that's about to freak out and blame them for not getting the handouts?
Well, in actuality, dealing with the Democrats, I didn't hear none of them say any of these things when Obama or Bush was in office. It is literally time for a lot of these old heads. I call them old heads. That's been in there since, you know, right after the Civil, you know, March of Liberty with Dr. Martin Luther King. And then we start getting, you know, these older people that's still in Congress. These people are so out of touch with reality. That's why you see California. That's why now everyone sees Chicago. That's why now everyone sees the Baltimores. That's because everything was so segregated in such a way to only show you a glimpse of these things. Smallly, and then once it hit massively, they can say, well, oh, we didn't have diversity in this, and we didn't have diversity in that. Nobody said nothing about these things 12, 8, 16 years ago.
Great call from Dennis, formerly of Chicago, now in Kentucky. Thank you so much for the call, Dennis. It's just, you know, these are the issues. These are the real things we need to be talking about. These are the real subjects and topics where we can actually maybe find some solutions, maybe get some headway, maybe come to some agreements. But again, the problem is these topics of debate get so muddied and twisted and spun that you can't even get down to the root of the issue because it's all about the left's agenda. Thanks, everybody, so much for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you much for calling into the show. We sign off from Operation Paul Revere 2018. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.